Hi, good afternoon. My name is Randy. I'm on a recorded line. Good afternoon.
Hi. Hi, do I have John Smith on the line?
Yes.
Hi, Mr. Smith. Again, my name is Randy. I'm on a recorded line. Are you calling in regards to the Roundup claim, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay, would you like to see if you meet the criteria to qualify to file a claim?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. And again, I'm sorry, this is housekeeping, but are you willing to affirm under penalty that you've not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney? But most importantly, sir, you've not signed any other documents. Is that correct?
This I have not signed that,
That's correct.
correct?
So, yes.
No, you know, I have not.
That's affirmed. Yes, I know it's. I didn't word it, and I do apologize, Mr. Smith, but I am required to ask it. Now, were you yourself or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, sir. Do you, by any chance, happen to know the subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
It was B cell lymphoma.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. I'm sorry about that. Was that the only non-Hodgkin's diagnosis that you received? Thank you. And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
That is correct.
Thank you, sir. And what year were you diagnosed?
Pardon me?
What year were you diagnosed with the NHL?
He was breaking. I just had a phone call. Just messed up the call.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. And I wanted to tell you too, in case for some reason we come disconnected, I've taken down your number here, and I'll immediately call you right back,
Okay,
so
cool.
we could finish. Yeah, because it happens sometimes. And again, my name is Randy Reese, and it would be a 949 number. That's my direct line, and you will have that line. I'm going to text that to you. What I was asking is, do you remember the year? Actually, the next question is, do you remember when you got diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes.
And what was that day?
September 22nd, 2022.
Oh, not even that long ago. Sorry. All right. You actually just answered two questions, so let me put in that information. Thank you. 2022. Gotcha. Now, did you spray Roundup at home or at work, sir?
At home.
Okay. By the way, I used it as well myself, so I get it. A lot of this I'm going to be able to help you with. Did anybody else, or any of your neighbors that you're aware of use any of the herbicide spray, the Roundup, that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. I'm just required to ask. And is the address where you use Roundup, is that still your current address?
No.
Okay. What is the address where you used Roundup?
The address I gave, which is the Creeks Bend Court address I just gave to him. I just recently moved.
Okay, what is I'm looking for the old address here. I couldn't quite hear what you said, so I'm going to ask you for your current address for contact information. But actually, what they're asking is what was the address where you used Roundup? So
Okay,
that would
yeah,
be
I gave him
your
the address.
okay. Could you give it to me again, please?
Yes, yeah. It's 3392, and that street is Creeks Bend Court, which
Creeks
is
Bend Court. Thank you. And what city is that in?
in Michigan.
Michigan. Creeks Bend Court. I like that name, actually. Okay. All right. Let me just keep typing this. And I did tell you that as well as if you know any friends or anybody else that you give them my number. Now, what was the age when you were diagnosed? How old were you?
37.
37. Oh, you're a young man. Okay. Hang on a second. I gotta catch up with myself. Okay. All right. Thank you. 37. That's so young. Do you have your birth certificate in your? I don't need it right now, but do you have one in your possession or somewhere at the house?
Oh, yes.
Okay, cool. And how many years would you say you used Roundup?
Like 15.
Yeah, I know. Use it for a long time. So during that 15 years, would you say that you sprayed it for at least 10 days or more throughout, not in a row, just over, you probably did it seasonally. So would that be a yes?
Yes to what, 10, you said 10 days or more?
Yeah, I mean, there's it's going to ask later on in the intake, and the reality is that we're going to kind of figure it out. And so I'll probably end up asking you how many times a month you sprayed it. Then we'll multiply that out, and then if you multiply that by 15, we'll be looking for that number as well. It'll make sense to you, I promise. So yes, you have sprayed it for more than 10 days over that 15 years, correct?
Of course.
Yeah, I know. I get it. Now, is this a smartphone or a cell phone we're on?
Yes.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, sir. And the following I'm just going to read to you, these are just a list of other illnesses not having to do with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And you could just tell me a simple yes or no. So I'm going to start with HIV or AIDS.
No.
Organ transplant. Autoimmune disease. Hepatitis B. Hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr,
Well,
rheumatoid arthritis, and diabetes mellitus. And, sir, this is the last question on that. Did you have any other cancer that required chemotherapy other than the NHL?
no.
Thank you. And is there a family history of cancer?
No.
All right. And the main injury that we're talking about is non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So I just abbreviate that to NHL. And I have your name is John Smith. Is that correct?
That's correct.
John, and then Smith, Smith. Thank you, sir. And is there a suffix to your name, Mr. Smith, junior, senior, anything like that?
Yes, the third.
I love it. And can you please confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Are you married, sir?
No.
And so you're when you were well in 22, were you married or were you single then as well?
Well, I was separated then.
Okay, so that's fine. And what is your date of birth?
July 15th, 1985.
Thank you. And sir, what is your Social Security number?
382-04-7574.
Thank you. And there's no right or wrong answer to this question, Mr. Smith. When did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer? Was that around the time you got diagnosed, or what's your best answer on that?
Yeah, when I got diagnosed.
Yep. Did your doctor happen to ask you that question as well? Sometimes they, interestingly, sometimes they do.
Well, not so much with that question, no, but yeah, I mean, we had the discussion when I got diagnosed.
Okay, cool. All right. And would that have been about the same time that you first became aware that your injuries were related to Roundup about September of 22? Okay. I know it repeats. I get that. So I'll just put your diagnosis date. That's about usually when people figure this out, anyways, to be honest with you. And you gave me that date, 9/22. Okay. Of 22. Perfect. Okay. How tall are you, sir?
I'm 6'7".
Oh, you're tall. How much do you weigh?
435.
Gotcha. And what's your best email, sir?
It's LeeNolan99 at iCloud.com.
Thank you, sir. I am going to read that back to you just to confirm. I have Lee, L-E-E, Nolan, N-O-L-A-N, 99 at iCloud.com. Okay. And the best phone I have is 248-296-4534.
Yes.
Is this a mobile phone, sir?
Yes, it is.
Do you prefer to be contacted via text, phone, email? What's your best, your preference?
I mean, either one is fine.
Okay. And do you have a particular time of the day that you prefer to be contacted, morning, evening, or afternoon?
No particular time.
Okay. I usually just put the middle. Now,
that's cool. Yeah, yeah.
Now, remember, I had asked you before. I'd mentioned before that I'm going to ask you approximately how many times per year, per month, per year, did you use Roundup? Most people, especially on the residential, they usually go seasonal. I haven't asked you what state you're in yet, so that does vary a little bit. So, what's your best answer? How many times a month do you think you use Roundup on average?
I would say at least about twice a month.
Okay, so at least twice a month. And did you use it seasonally, or did you use it all year round?
All year round.
Yeah, what state do you live in?
In Michigan.
Yep, you can get weeds all year round. You do too everywhere. Okay, yeah. So twice a month. So realistically, we're talking, you know, 24 times a year. That's not out of line. I have people that tell me more than that. And had you been using it, you already answered this question, but they do ask it. You were using Roundup for at least a full year before you got sick, correct?
Yes.
Because I believe you told me you were using it for like 15 years.
Yes.
It's up earlier in the intake. Now, so you started using Roundup. So if we go with 15 years, you started using Roundup sometime around maybe springtime of 2009. Does that sound about correct? Because there is no right or wrong answer.
Well, no, it was around like 2007.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
And I guess you could say around springtime, because it started like around like February time.
Okay. So I'll put that. It's your answer, so for sure. Because that is kind of when the weeds start coming. And you're right about that. When did you stop using Roundup? Would that have been like around your diagnosis date, or when did you stop using it?
I stopped using it September of 2022.
Okay.
I think it was like a week or so before I found out I was diagnosed with it.
Well, your diagnosis was, okay, so about a week. Okay, I got you. That makes sense. You were kind of probably wondering at that point. Did you stop using it because of what it was doing, or your suspicion of what it was doing?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what most people say. Warning because of condition. Okay. Now, you already told me it was applied yearly. And how did you apply it? Did you use a hand spray, a backpack, a tractor with hoses? Do you remember?
A backpack.
Oh, wow. You got a big yard. I'm going to get to that in a second. And did you ever use any protective gear? And I got to tell you right up front, most people told me they didn't because they didn't think about it. But if you did, please tell me. Did you use any protective gear?
No.
Okay. And now, how big of an area did you use the Roundup for?
I really don't know the actual area, but I mean for the front and the back.
Yeah, just, I mean, was it a normal residential size lot? Did you live on a large lot? Was it a farm? You know, that's kind of what I'm getting at.
It was a residential lot. I mean, it was a little bit, you know, larger than just like a small lot, but
I mean,
it was the front and the back and everything. So.
Okay, right. And you had it in the front and the back. And then, so it was that's fine. And then that's actually, answer is fine. And so as far as that goes, and just correct me if I'm wrong, but you use it for the fence lines, the sidewalks, the curbs, the gutters.
For, you know, everything all around, you know, all around the house.
Exactly. No, I know. Like I said, I used it before too, so I get it. And those little weeds that come up in those lines in the sidewalk, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Now, you did use it primarily in that address that you gave me. That was in Michigan, correct? I'm going to scroll back up to that for a second. That was Creeks Bend Court.
Yeah.
What city is that in Michigan again? I'm sorry.
Canton.
Say it again.
Canton.
Oh, Canton. For some reason, when you say that, you break up. Okay. All right. We're getting there. Not much longer to go, sir. Thank you. Okay. Now, you already told me Michigan, so let me fill that one in. And you did use this. You said this earlier, but you used it residential, correct?
Correct.
And you were exposed directly through yard work, correct?
Correct.
Thank you, sir. Just typing that in. Okay. And again, you were exposed directly. And, sir, you were the one that personally sprayed the Roundup?
Yes.
And so the question is how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Would that be always?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And now here's a question that we talked about a little bit before. And if you remember, we came up with 24 times per year. You said you're using it since 2007 all the way to 22. So that's about 15 years. So it's not without the realm, but if you took the math from what you told me, you're looking at approximately 400 exposures of Roundup in your lifetime. Do you think it's higher or lower than that number?
I think that would be about accurate.
Okay, thank you, sir. So I'm going to put 400 exposures. Now, do you live near a well, a water well?
No.
Did you get water from a well?
No.
Now, to your knowledge, have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
And I know this one you're not old enough, but I got to ask, have you been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
And have, last one on that, have you been exposed to benzene? That to your knowledge?
No.
Thank you, sir. Now, when you purchased the Roundup, was it the concentrate or the premix? Did you mix it yourself?
It was concentrated.
Yeah, that's the nasty one. All right. Now, to the best of your knowledge, do you remember where you used to go buy it? Was it like Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, HEB? Do you remember where you used to go?
Home Depot.
Home Depot. Perfect. Okay. And then, do you have any purchase information? There's no right or wrong answer. Or would you be able to obtain like credit card receipts or anything like that?
I'm not for sure. I might.
I can put possibly. Okay. If, and I will tell you this, you don't even have to answer this, but from personal experience, I had to go back and pull a receipt from Home Depot for a warranty on a washing machine that we had, believe it or not. And they were able to pull a receipt from me that was about 18 months old. So I don't know, but if the attorneys ask you for that, you may go that route, but wait until they ask. But if you have anything in hand, hang on to it so you know where it's at. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would have to look.
Exactly. Well, I didn't expect it on this call. I get that. Do you know if you have any receipts? And you could say no if you don't.
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
Not like on hand.
Do you still have any Roundup in your possession?
No.
Good. What I'm supposed to tell you if you did is don't destroy it and don't even tamper with it. But you don't, so good. Okay. Now, have you ever been a smoker? Have you ever smoked?
No.
And are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay. And who's your current employer?
My current employee is Powerhouse Gym.
Oh, nice. Are you a personal trainer?
No, I do. I have security at the Powerhouse.
Well, because I know you're a big guy, okay? So that's what I'm saying. So that's good. That's a chain. They're all over the place, too, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to come out here. We could use you. It's actually a big thing right now. People are definitely, you know, trying to take care of themselves. Oh, what did I do there? Okay, Powers Gym. And that's in Canton, correct?
Well, Powerhouse Gym?
Yeah.
No, that's in Novi, Michigan.
Oh, Novi. Okay. I found it. Thank you. You guys got a swimming pool?
Yes.
Planet Fitness down here does not. Okay, I'm just going to tell you that. So if you need to pitch it to someone, all right. All right. Have you lost any time because of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Well, yes, I have.
Okay. Just your rough estimate of dates that you missed work for? Did you? Well, let's ask you this. Did you get chemo?
Did I have chemo?
Yeah. Did you have chemo as a treatment?
No.
Okay. Good. It's nasty. Did they do radiation?
No, I didn't have that either.
What did they end up doing for you?
The treatments I had, immunotherapy and targeted therapy. And then I had got pain medication too.
Perfect. Immunotherapy is actually kind of, they put that in the same category as chemotherapy, even though it's not. Okay.
Oh, okay. I didn't, yeah.
No, you're fine. A lot of people don't, you're not a doctor. Okay. Now back to the question. How much time do you think you missed from work in total?
I missed quite some time.
And did that, well, let me ask you this, because I'm going to try to figure out some dates. Did that happen before your diagnosis? Did you start missing some work because maybe you're in pain or something?
Well, I missed some before and after my diagnosis.
Okay, so in September, would you say, how August of 22, would that maybe be the first time you missed some work? Except July, you tell me.
I've missed work like this. That summer was like some time in like June. Well, actually,
June,
like end of June, some of July.
Okay.
I have missed some in August, and then I missed the missing time afterwards. You know, after being diagnosed, after to be at doctor's appointment.
Well, right, you had treatments and stuff. Of course, that's what I was gonna say. There's more than that for sure. Okay, so we've got June of 22, and then to August of 22, you missed some time, and then in September for treatment. Do you remember how many days you were off after the diagnosis? I wouldn't have gone to work, but I'm just curious.
I don't know for sure. Like adding up everything, because
just your best.
I was hospitalized. I was hospitalized for 12 days alone. So
okay, I'm putting that. Thank you. Okay, when you got out of the hospital, you didn't go right back to work, right?
No, I didn't.
Did you? How would you think you were off another month? What do you think about that?
It wasn't another month. I was probably off after that for like another another 2.5 weeks.
Okay, so you probably returned to work around mid-October then. Is that correct?
Yes, but even then I had to not go to work for treatments and then...
I'm going to note that for sure, of course.
How I was feeling after treatments and, it's like days here and there.
I understand, and I'm writing that. Then missed for follow-up treatments. And that immunotherapy, they know that. They know what it does to you.
Yeah.
And, okay. They do. They're good at this. Okay. Were you ever in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then other than minor traffic offenses, parking tickets, et cetera, kind of stuff like that, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay, cool. I already checked that anyways. Now, I'll pull this up, but do you remember who your diagnosing physician was?
Yes.
What's his name?
Dr. Jason Heffa.
Heffa, H-E-F-F-A?
No, Heffron, H-A-F-R-O-N.
Saffron. Okay. And is that in West Bloomfield Township by chance, or is in Troy, Michigan?
In Troy, Michigan.
There he is. Oh, he's got good reviews, dude.
Yeah, and he's a
good one. Good. I don't always hear that. He is a urologist as well. I could see him. I think all men could, to be honest with you. Okay. I'm just copying and pasting. I've got all this information right here.
Okay.
So thank you for that. And how's this lymphoma impacted your life? Is it stressful? Do you have anxiety over it?
Of course, you know, any
cancer
or anything will be stressful.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
Again, I know.
You know, say this cancer itself, but anything that you have that's harmful to the body, you know, and having to go through the strenuous measures of treatment and being hospitalized for days, not being able to go to your home, and it's just, you know,
it creates a lot of uncertainty too, right?
Yes, it does.
No, I get it.
And it's a number of things that really, you know, that goes with that, adds with that.
Thank you for that, sir. Thank you for sharing that with me. This question here, I don't need you to have them in your possession, but do you know if there are medical records that would indicate that cancer? Meaning, if you don't have them, are they at the hospital still? That's fine if you don't have them, but do you know if they exist? Do you have them, by the way?
They do exist. They are at the hospital.
And okay.
Like I was telling to the one guy, it's permission for you to get the medical records.
That'll be a part of this. You got it. Don't worry. Now, when you went to the hospital, we know you saw Dr. Jason, but the hospital's different. Where'd you go to the hospital at?
I went to Beaumont Hospital.
Beaumont. There's a lot of Beaumont hospitals, believe it or not. Is there Troy, Dearmont, Farmington Hills, Dearborn, Troy Hospital?
Troy, the Quinter Troy.
There's also Grosse Pointe and Royal Oak as well. Yeah, that's a big place. Okay, got it. And did you have a different doctor there, or was it still Dr. Haffron?
It was Dr. Haffron.
Okay. That's common too, by the way. I should get a little. And when were you in the hospital?
I was in the hospital.
Just the first day.
The date?
Yeah. Well, we know it was sometime after September 22nd.
Yes. I was, it was like the 25th.
Okay, that's good enough. Because they're going to pull the records, as I mentioned, and you kind of mentioned too. Now,
it was like the 25th or the 26th. It was a few days after.
It usually is. So do you want me to leave it as the 25th or put the 26th? It's up to you.
I would say the 26th. I think it was four days after.
That's cool. Then, when you went back to get, we talked about treatment. Did you go to see Dr. Jason, and did you see him at his town center facility, or did you go back to the hospital?
I went to the hospital.
Okay, so you went back to the hospital. That's actually common. All right, so I'll put that in there as well. Let me copy and paste that. And then, so you went back to the hospital. Just the date of the, I only need one. So when you went treated after you were out of the hospital, then you went back, give me a date. And it could be just best guess again. Do you think you went back a week later, 2 weeks later, a month? What do you think?
What, to start
treatment?
To start my treatment?
Yes, sir.
No, actually, my treatment started, like, that's why I say, I think it was 4 days to now, because my treatment started, like, 4 days after I got
Okay,
diagnosed.
So you got that on the 20th. I know I confused it. What I'm asking is, so you got all done with that treatment that you were in the hospital for. You said you were in there for 8 days, and then you had
No,
to go back.
I was hospitalized for 12 days.
12 days. And then you had to go back for a follow-up after that 12 days. You went home. When did you go back?
After my 12 days of hospital, being hospitalized?
Yes, sir. Exactly.
I went back the following month.
Okay, so, yeah, okay, we're good. So I'm just going to put 10/26/22 because that accounts for the 12 days, which would have put you into the beginning of October, and then the 26th is towards the end. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, did you have an oncologist separate from Dr. Jason?
No.
Okay. I'll copy and paste his information then. He stuck with you, man. That's good.
Yeah, he'll say he's a good doctor.
Well, I like his reviews a lot. And I'll tell you a couple things that I saw in here that kind of struck out to me as well. As I tell you, you're in the hospital. You want to see a familiar face. And so that's kind of nice like that, that you had that same doctor, not somebody that you didn't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's very cool. I like this guy already. And, all right, you already told me that you got immunotherapy. And what is your current address?
My current address is 39434 Dorchester Circle.
I think Canton.
Yes, that's in Canton, Michigan.
Wayne County, 48188. Okay, sir, we do ask an emergency contact. You're almost done here, by the way. Almost. A couple more minutes. We do request an emergency contact. Oh, and by the way, I do have a firm taking your case, so you're good to go, but we'll finish up right now. We request an emergency contact. This is in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case. This is only in the event that we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances when we can't get a hold of you. So, do you have somebody that we might be able to call and say, hey, we're trying to get a hold of them?
Oh, yes.
First name, please.
Crystal. K-R-Y-S-T-A-L.
Got it.
Last name is Scott. S-C-O-T-T.
And what's Crystal's phone number?
It's area code 734-778-5601.
Thank you, sir. And is she family friend?
I remember
what is
the number in a long
time. Yeah, I know. It's cell phones are doing it. Who is she to you?
My sister.
Sister, thank you. Okay. And you're actually done answering questions, but I do have a little bit of space left. Is there any additional details or information that you would like me to share regarding your case here?
I guess not. I don't.
Let me go back to the top and just make sure we got everything here. And maybe something will come to mind. And if I think of anything, I'll suggest it. I'm all the way to the top. Okay. So, yeah, you told me you want to meet the criteria. Yes. No, you don't have an attorney. Yes, you affirmed. You have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, the B, lymphatic B-cell lymphoma. That's the only diagnosis filing for yourself. You were diagnosed with 9/22/22. You sprayed Roundup at home. That house was 3392 Creeks Bend Court in Canton, Michigan. You were between 18 and 79. Yes, you have your birth certificate. Yes, you sprayed Roundup for more than 10 days. We are on a smartphone. You are a citizen of the United States. I went down those list of illnesses. They were all no's. I'm not required to put your middle name on this, so I have it as John Smith, NHL. NHL is the diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. You are John Smith III, correct?
Correct.
I love that, dude. I really do. I wish I had a third or something. I do. Okay. You're not married. Were you divorced? You said separated. Were you divorced? Did you end up getting a
divorce?
No,
I wasn't divorced. I was separated.
Okay, gotcha. And you gave me your social. I don't, and just ends in 7574. I don't need to read the whole thing to you. Your birthday is 7/15/1985. Again, you became of your injuries might have been related to Roundup around your diagnosis. You are 6'7". I wouldn't mess with you. Lee Nolan, 99 at iCloud.com. 248-296-4534. It's a mobile phone. Approximately 24 times a year. Started using Roundup around February of 2007. You stopped using it in the beginning of September of 22 because of the condition. And you did spray it yearly. Residential lot, yard line, sidewalks, curbs, gutters in Michigan, residential. You gave me all your doctor information. No well. You sprayed always. Yes, you sprayed it directly. You used the concentrate. You may have some purchase information. You're going to take a look to see what you could dig out, but you have moved since then. Let's see what else we got. No other lawsuits, no disability, no bankruptcy, no major criminal offenses. We got your diagnosis, we got your treatment, got your address. Address is 39434 Dorchester Circle, Canton, Wayne County, Michigan, 48188, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Have you ever done DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send this to you. Hold on. Let me take a look at it. Looks correct. But I do look at it on my end. Now it's doing its own little thing here. So just bear with me. There we go. Okay, that was successful. Now let me go into my DocuSign. You really are minutes away from being done. Because while you take a look at this document, what I'm going to do is fill you out a text message and send it to you with my information. And so it's going to make me log in again. Sorry, I got a little delay. I went to lunch. Okay. All right. There it is. John Smith. Okay. Looks good. Agree and continue. Now, if you want to put me on speaker, you can do that. You can do so. But I just sent you a text message. And if you click on that text message, it's pretty self-explanatory if you've done it before. But the first thing it's going to ask you, actually, I'm sending it now. The first thing it's going to ask you, there, you should have it now. The first thing it's going to ask you is to agree to receive electronic information from me. Do you see that?
Yeah, I was saying reply help or to stop.
No. You should have a text message that came from me. It's gonna say Randall. There's a link in that text message. Do you see that link?
Oh, right. You see Randall Reese. Yeah. I'm saying that correct?
Yes, yes, like the peanut butter cups. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, click on that link that's in that text message.
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Okay. It says message mass tort strategies. Yeah.
And then just yes, it's perfect. Everything's in the yellow. You're doing fine. So I'm actually going to be quiet, and I'm going to sit here and make your text message. But I'm right here if you've got a question.
So I just
anything in the yellow.
Continue.
Yeah, hit continue
in the yellow. Okay.
Hit continue. Anything in the yellow, correct? And by the way, Mr. Smith, it is going to deposit a copy of this into your email box. If you'd like to review it, you know, when we get off the phone, you're more than welcome to do so. And I'll explain how the process works to you for you in a second. But what happens is once I receive the document back, my compliance team reviews it, and I forward it directly to the attorney. And I've already sent you a text message on who your attorney is. And they're going to reach out to you, usually within 24 to 48 hours, and then your claim will be filed.
Okay.
So you're doing good. Let me see. Let me refresh this. You viewed it. Just keep going pushing the yellows. You're doing fine. Because I got an email that said you viewed it.
I hope I did that right. Well, is this pressing the yellow post?
You're doing fine, and I'll get a message here, but I do want to go back and confirm one thing. That's your email address. You completed it. Now, let's hope I didn't do something wrong here.
This number is to you, the 949-688 number?
Yes, sir. That's my direct line. Hang on a second. There it is. And the other one is the 909 number is Pulaski. Now, it bounced back to me. Can I? And I'll have to redo this if I did it wrong. But I have L-E-E for your email address. LeeNolan99@iCloud.com.
Yes.
Okay, so that is correct, huh? So it's LeeNolan99@iCloud.com. I don't know, maybe the spam kicked it back. But the good news is that we do have the document. And just to confirm, you were born on July 15th of 1985, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. That's about the only thing I didn't actually confirm on the last part. Okay, it's looking good. Let me take a look at your document. There it is. Completed. Reload. There it is. Yeah, I was kind of wondering when I got that error message. I wanted to make sure that nothing silly happened. And you did receive SMS consent, so thank you for that. Do you have any questions for me?
No.
Okay. If you think of anything you can send me a text message to that number I sent you. You can actually reply to the text I sent you if you have another question or if anything else. And that's the same number. If you know of anyone else that might want to talk to me about Roundup, you could give them my number there. And, again, hang tight. If you don't hear from 84 Pulaski, if you don't hear from them by, let's see, today is Tuesday. I mean, yeah, if you don't hear from them by like next Tuesday, I will be following it, but you could shoot me a text if you want. Otherwise, I'll check it out myself when I come in on Tuesday. And if you haven't heard from them, I'll try to figure out what's going on. But you pretty sure you'll hear from them by then, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, and they'll leave you a voice message and if they don't get the answer. So you and I are set for now. Are you good?
Okay. Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Mr. Smith. And again, if you're curious to how the settlements are going out, they have started settling up a couple of them. You can look on Google. Everybody's case is different. And if you have any additional questions about that, you certainly can ask the attorneys. And we're all done for now then. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Have a blessed day, sir.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Bye-bye now.